Personal finance site WalletHub conducted a recent study rating the healthiest and unhealthiest cities in America, and it says Augusta is among the least healthy places to live. The study looked at categories like the cost of a doctor visit, fruit and vegetable consumption, and fitness clubs per capita. So with me to talk about it is Rodney Lynn, director of the Division of Health Management and Policy at Georgia State University. Welcome back, Rodney.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And you as well. Also with us from Augusta is Kelsey Budge, a personal trainer in the area. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. Good morning.
It's good to have you. So, Rodney, let's talk about what they used to come up with these titles, right? They talked about the cost of your medical visit, the premature death rate, mental health counselors. Do you think these are relatively good measures of whether a city's healthy?
Well, there were four categories they looked at: healthcare, food, fitness, and green space. And within those are a range of things, and you mentioned some of them: fruit and vegetable behavior, physical activity behavior, cost of a doctor's visit. But they also looked at premature death. Are people dying prematurely, which is before the age of 75? And so the death of a young person will hurt your score more than the death of someone at 70, let's say.
Right.
So these are good measures or good things to look at, but I think they're also missing some important measures. There wasn't anything that really looked at tobacco behavior, smoking cigarettes. This is the leading cause of death in the country. If you really look at the actual causes of heart disease and other chronic diseases, tobacco is a major driver of that. So, ideally we'd want to look at both smoking behavior, what percentage of people, adults in that community are smoking, as well as smoke-free air laws. How good are their smoke-free air laws? So that's one thing that's missing. The other thing I'd mention about Augusta is that, depending on the study you look at, their rating will change. So, I, in preparation, looked at the livability index, which the AARP has developed, and they have other categories they look at, including cost of housing, transportation. I mentioned the environment, clean air, clean water. So those are things that really matter for health and well-being as well that were not included here. And if you look at the livability index for Augusta, Georgia, they do a lot better than they did here.
So, Kelsey, what do you think about this? You live and work in Augusta, and you specifically work in fitness. So did you feel like this rating was fair?
To be honest, yes, I do believe it was fair. Just based on the green space that we have that allows people to go walking or hiking or biking, and then the fitness centers as well, I feel are lacking a little bit. I do believe it's quite fair.
So what do you see? And when you are working as a personal trainer, one of the things that they measured was the number of fitness clubs, and presumably that pertains to the number of people that actually go to the gym. What do you see on a daily basis?
A lot of my clients also have gym memberships. I do it on the side at like parks. And a lot of them do not use their membership, even though it's, because it's like $10 a month. So it is very affordable, but it doesn't motivate them to go to the gym. And a lot of them are women, and they're intimidated by the gyms.
So, Rodney, we got this tweet from someone named John Alvey who says, Augusta, an unhealthy city? Yep, but where in Georgia isn't it easier to find cheap, bad food versus expensive, healthy? $3 burger or $12 salad? This is a problem we have not, and you're in health management, so this is a problem we have not fixed yet.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that this is highlighting is the importance of both environments and behaviors. We encourage people to make healthy choices. We say people should have personal responsibility. But at the same time, if you're not in an environment that, really promotes and supports a healthy choice, it becomes very difficult. So, what Kelsey's talking about in terms of physical activity behavior is important. But do you have, if you wanted to go for a walk in your community, do you have sidewalks and a safe place to go for a walk or go for a run? If you want to eat healthy and you live in a urban area in, let's say, the city of Atlanta or in Southwest Atlanta, can you access healthy foods? So those are things that really matter. So we've got to not just think about the behavior, but are people are we creating environments that actually support healthy behaviors?
And Kelsey, this is something that Augusta did not score well on, is that, and that is the access to healthy food. How do you see that on the streets of Augusta? Do you find that it's easy to go to a place that has fresh fruits and vegetables?
They only offer one farmer's market, and it's closed during the winter. And unfortunately, Whole Foods just closed down. So that was a major hit for the healthy food industry here. The only restaurants that you can go to that are healthy are really downtown, and there's only a handful of them. Everything else that line the streets are fast food restaurants.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Kelsey Budge, a personal trainer in Augusta, and also Rodney Lynn, director of the Division of Health Management and Policy at Georgia State University. So, Kelsey, what would you like to see change in Augusta? What do you think would make it easier for you, not only in your own lifestyle, but for helping your clients?
Well, a lot of the problems with my clients and healthy eating habits are their families, the older members of their families. And so we really need to change just everyone's outlook and behaviors towards food. A lot of people, of course, go for the convenience instead of the healthy options that might take a little bit longer to prepare. So it really is just a huge behavior change, and we need our politicians and the community to really step up and promote healthy foods and healthy lifestyles.
Rodney, why isn't it easier to eat healthy? I mean, when I think back to my grandmother's day, it was much harder for her to get dinner on the table. It would take her longer.
Yeah.
So now that we have all these advancements in technology and efficiency, why isn't it easier for me than it was for my grandmother?
Yeah, the reality is that there's been some changes in the food environment. And, you know, if we look back over the last 30 years, we've seen a proliferation of fast food. We've seen fewer meals being prepared at home. We're busier. We have more adults in the household working. And so as a result, we are eating out more. And the choices that we have are not as healthy as we might like. And so there's, you know, research that, you know, really is looking at the proportion of your energy intake that is occurring outside of the household. That's increased almost threefold. So, you know, if we're going to be eating away from home, then we've got to really think about putting pressure on the food industry to make sure that we have healthy choices. Can I get a salad, or am I just stuck with the burger and fries? And then when I'm eating the burger and fries, is it supersized? Is the soda now 60 ounces instead of 12 ounces? These are realities in the marketplace that we're sometimes not aware of. And so there have been efforts to educate consumers by adding calorie information to the menu board and things like that. But at the end of the day, choice is what's important, is making sure that we're giving people healthy options wherever they're eating. And that's not always the case.
So, Kelsey, is it difficult? I mean, in Augusta, do you have to join the gym to have a healthy fitness regime? Because in many cities, you don't. If I live in New York, I'm going to be walking enough, most likely, where I'm going to get a pretty good workout just for my day-to-day life. Is that the case in Augusta?
No, I don't believe so. Everything is pretty close quarters here. So even if you're walking, it's only maybe a quarter mile at most. But the areas surrounding Augusta have a lot more to offer park-wise and with their athletic leagues.
You mean like outside the city limits?
Correct, yeah. And the study only analyzed the city limits.
Right.
So I think if it's easy to take a 15-minute drive and go to the Savannah Rapids Park and bike there. But in the city of Augusta proper, I definitely don't believe that we have enough
There's not enough
access.
Just day-to-day. And Rodney, let me put that to you too, because this has to be part of your consideration when you're thinking about health management is do you have to, does a population have to join a gym to be healthier? Is there a way to restructure cities so that we're more active than we are now?
Yeah, my hope is that we don't have to, everyone doesn't have to be a gym member. I'm just coming back last week from the Active Living Research Conference, which is a national meeting that's really brings together not just public health folks, but people that work in transportation and planning, parks and recreation. And so really thinking about just what you're saying, how do we structure and develop communities such that people active lifestyle is an easy choice. And so we talk about things like, you know, where is transit located? Is it in close proximity to communities? Because people that use transit are more physically active, as you just pointed out. There's research on that. Complete streets. When we develop new roadways, are we creating opportunities for biking? You know,
a bicycle, bike lane and a sidewalk.
And a sidewalk.
For the love of Pete, correct. Georgia, build sidewalks.
Yeah, so the environment does really matter. And, you know, developers, when they come to a city or a county and say, I want to put in this new community, it's up to that city or community to say, yes, but we're mandating sidewalks and green space for our residents and bike lanes, whatever it may be, so that you're having an environment that really promotes health rather than impedes health.
I've been speaking with Rodney Lynn. He's a director of the Division of Health Management and Policy at Georgia State University. We've been looking at a recent study from Wallet Hub that suggests Augusta is one of the least healthy cities in the country. We also spoke with Kelsey Budge, a personal trainer in Augusta. Kelsey and Rodney, thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.